Let us go before the Lord today. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, Lord, we come before you asking you to shine your light down on us, God. Lord, this world has been overtaken by this coronavirus, God, that's touching every nation, every city, every house, every home, every job, every business, God. We know this is not the first time this has happened. We can look to your word and see so many times, God, when your people turn away from you. And you then removed your hand and trouble and hardship and destruction came upon your people. But we can also look at your word, God, and see when your people turn back to you, when your people cried out to you, when your people lift up their voices, one, and said, Lord, we have sinned. We confess our sin. We repent of our sin. We turn back to you, God. We care nothing about the things in this world, God. We care about you, your Son, and your word, God. Following your decrees, Lord, we promise we'll do better. We'll live our lives better. We'll be more faithful, God. We'll walk in your ways when we cry out, when we're sincere about giving ourselves away, surrendering ourselves to you, God. When you see the sincerity of our heart, the sincerity of your people, the hearts of those who cry out to you, God, you will relent, God. You will provide a way through your Son, Christ Jesus, for contaminating to stop, plagues to stop, sickness to stop. We as the people of God need to turn back, Lord. And it starts with the way we look at our desires and what's inside of us. So we ask that you teach us this day. Guide us in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let's walk through desires as we're led by the inspired teaching of the Holy Spirit today. I've come to learn that walking with the Lord, we have desires in us that can be either good or bad. And it can produce good or bad thoughts and motives in us, which is where everything kind of starts at. It's in our desires that determines if our decisions are going to be good or bad. And many of us are not mindful of our desires and how quickly they drive our thoughts and motives, which in turn drives our decision that leads to sin, disobedience, and unfaithfulness to God. We have all these desires in us pushing our thinking and motives and actions in so many different directions. It can be a struggle probably having our desires, and many times we do not. Our desires are either good or bad. Now, we may lie to ourselves that we have some bad desire that is good, but in reality, we know this is a bad desire to have. To ensure our desires are good, we have to keep ourselves before God. Acknowledge that it is the Lord who reigns and secures everything we need. He brings to fruition our salvation and grants us every good desire that we have. And to understand our desires, God tests our hearts and determine what is truly in us. Do we do things willingly and with good intentions? Do we ask the Lord to keep our desires in our heart right so we remain loyal to his will and ways? When our desires are right, God will move in our lives. He examines Solomon's heart and he sees that Solomon didn't want riches and wealth and honor, death of his enemies, or long life. Solomon wanted wisdom and knowledge to govern God's people. And God not only blessed Solomon with wisdom and knowledge, but he also gave Solomon wealth, riches, and honor. It matters what desires we have in us because God is trying to figure out, is your desires good or bad? Because he knows what leads from good and bad desires. So when we have good desires, we have good thoughts, we have good motives, we make good decisions. And God will see it and help us and grant our desires because they're good. The Lord will remember all the sacrifices and accept our offerings. He will grant us the desires of our heart and make our plans succeed, because he can see that the desires we have in us is to do right. See, we battle between good and bad desires all day long. And we must be aware of our desires and ask God for help. We have to fight so bad desires don't generate sin in us. See, if we allow bad desires to live in us, then sin will control our thoughts and our actions. If we examine our desires and keep our desires good, then good will come from us. It will come out of us in every situation, in every circumstance. See, no matter what trouble comes our way, when we have good desires, it generates good reactions and good intentions and good decisions. Go with me to Romans chapter 7, verses 18 to 20. Desires is where the spiritual fight happens. If we have good desires, then how can anything bad come from us? Because everything in us, it starts there. It starts with the desire to do good, to want to do good, to tell yourself, I must do good. Nothing bad can come from that. There's no way. Romans chapter 7, verses 18 to 20 says, I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have a desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For what I do is not good, I want to do. No, the evil I want to do, this I keep on doing. If I do what I do not want to do, it's no longer what I want to do. It's sin living in me that does it. So if we allow the Spirit to train us to have good desires, then we'll be the first one to do good, the first one to help somebody, the first one to give, the first one to share, see, because goodness comes out of us. Having good desires produces good thoughts and good motives. It produces a willingness to do good, to finish the work that God has called you into. If it's God in offering, helping someone, bringing, being obedient, staying faithful, we do it because God has put it in us to do it. We complete it. And we're blessed by God because it was good intentions. God, I had good desires. What I wanted to do was good, Lord. And you've seen the goodness of my heart. Good desires should not cause us to feel hard pressed, but it produces equality in the body of Christ Jesus. Good desires create good thoughts and motives, and so our plenty will supply what others need. And in return, their plenty will supply when I need it. There will be equality as God desires. It says, those who gather much do not have too much, and those who gather little do not have too little. Good desires come from God, while bad desires come from this world, Satan, and our sinful nature. And we can never believe God generates any bad desires in us. We know the Lord does not tempt anyone, yet we're tempted by our own evil and sinful desires. Whether we have good or bad desires determine the course of our walk. See, once sinful desires are conceived in us, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. And we must learn of God and desire good thoughts and motives so it produces good things in us and we don't carry our sin that leads to death. Have you ever seen a commercial where the person is standing there and the one figure is sitting on his shoulder that is good and the other one sitting on his shoulder is bad? This is the struggle we have every day. I have these good and bad desires that I can choose from. And therefore, we can make a choice here. What do we do? What do we do in this situation? What do we do in this when somebody comes against us? What do we do when things fail us? What do we do when things are not good? What do we do when things are good? Do we choose the bad desires? Because that's what most of we've done when we're ignorance of God. Everything we chose was coming from the bad desires, and it produced bad things from us. But as you and I establish our faith in the Lord, as we grow in Christ Jesus, we take these bad desires and we put these things to death. So what we do in all situations come from this goodness that God has put in us. And therefore it produces good things out of us. We must overcome. And it starts with our desires. God has been dealing with our desires from the beginning. See, he spoke to Adam and Eve about their desires. And especially when they had those bad desires in them. And the Lord had to deal with their desires. The Lord told Adam, you're going to have to work the ground there. And it's going to produce very little from all the toil that you do. And regarding the woman, the Lord says, I'm going to increase your birth pains. Your desire will be for your husband. He will rule over you. Sinful desires become part of our nature. God's going to have to deal with that. God had to deal with bad desires being in his people all the time. The Lord had to deal with Cain's bad desires. See, Cain was very angry. He was downcast because he felt God had rejected his offering. The Lord told Cain, sin desire to hire you, but you must master it. You must master your bad desires. You cannot have them ruling over you. See, God has to teach us about our bad desires. He said, you cannot have desires to cover your neighbor's wife or his house or his land or maidservant or maidservant, anything that belongs to your neighbor. And many of us have desires because we want what the other person wants, including their spouse. See, when we have bad desires, it's hard for us to listen to the Lord. We don't have a desire to know the way to God because we don't like what the Lord is saying to us. We question, why God, why should we serve you? Bad desires causes us to ask the question, what would I gain for praying and serving God? So when we have bad desires, we become skilled at doing evil. We seek things from others. We judge based on bribes. We obtain power so we can dictate our bad desires to others. We conspire with others to carry out sin. When there's bad desires in us, we're worse than a hedge of thorns, God said. So when we allow the bad desires to rule over us, we'll follow the ways of this world and the spirit at work in us will produce disobedient behavior in us. When we follow bad desires, we'll crave sinful nature and its desires that causes bad things to come out of us, bad motives and bad thoughts to flow from us. Though we've been saved by Christ, our desires is causing us problems as a child of God. We won't be able to serve the Lord when we're doing these things, when we're walking in these ways. Having bad desires to get rich makes us fall in all kind of temptation into a trap, into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge us into ruin and destruction, God says. He said, desire to have a love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Our love for money will cause us to wander away from the truth, piercing ourselves with many griefs, God said. We got to be careful of our desires and what we're seeking and what we want in this world. Our desires cannot be bad. They must be good. Good desires come from God. Bad desires come from Satan in this world. And we have to see this. When we have bad desires, we won't put up with sound doctrine. We'll look for that suits our desires. Gather those around us to teach us what we want to hear and what we desire. Bad desires turns us from the truth and into the myths and lies. Because our bad desires will produce bad things in us, and we don't want to see that we're a bad person, so then we have to listen to the myths and lies that tell us our bad desires are really good. When our desires are bad, it causes issues with us. There are battles within us. We fight with what we want, not realizing what we want is bad. If we get it, it's not satisfying to us because our desires and motives are bad. There's no way you can have any peace from bad desires. There's no way you can feel a love when you have bad desires. There's no way anything good and joyful come from having bad desires in us. We have to see this. Go with me to James chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. Having bad desires creates bad wants in us. It creates quarreling and fighting in us, a spirit of dissension in us. That is not good. James chapter 4, verses 1 to 3 says, what causes fights and quarrels among you? Do they not come from your desires that battle within you? You want something, but you don't get it. You kill and you covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and you fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask God, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. The Apostle Peter urged us to live as aliens and strangers and abstain from sinful desires and war against our soul. We must live good lives, carry out good deeds, so our life glorifies God. We got to have good things flowing out of us. Good things have to be in us, in our heart and in our nature. See, we got to have good desires coming from us so we can please God and others will be blessed by the goodness that's in us. So we recognize our bad desires. We can go to God. He knows how to rescue godly people from trials and how to hold the unrighteous for judgment. See, those who follow corrupt desires of their sinful nature are bold and arrogant. They're unafraid to slander others. Neither do they seek to walk upright before God. They justify the bad desires they have, the bad behavior, the bad actions they've taken on. But we who are called by God, we have a responsibility as apostles to remind God's people what it means to have bad desires. And in these last days, scoffers will come, following their evil desires and leading others astray. And this is the time you and I live in. Many are following their bad desires and they're speaking as Christians and teaching others bad ways. Having bad desires cause us to crave things of this world, put lust in our eyes and put boasting in our hearts, and we boast of what we have and what we do. It does not come from the Father, but from this world. The Lord has told us the world and his desires are going to pass away, but those who do the will of God live forever. Thank you, Jesus. So if we keep on following bad desires, if we keep on boasting, if we keep on flattering others to take advantage of them, then judgment of our life will not go well. The Lord is coming. He's coming with thousands upon thousands. He's coming to judge everyone, to convict all the ungodly acts they've done and ungodly ways. He will judge for all the harsh words that they've spoken against God and him in himself. Having bad desires leads to bad outcomes with Christ. You and I have to see this. We cannot have bad desires in us and call ourselves a child of God or call ourselves a Christian. We must overcome bad desires and see good things coming from us. We have to turn back to God. We have to remind others that it's about God's desire, not ours. God desires that we have truth in our inner parts, that we have wisdom in our innermost places. It must be clean of hypocrisy, washed whiter than snow. This is God's desire for you and I, for his children. God's desire is to help the afflicted, to encourage one another, to listen to our cries. The Lord's desire to defend the fatherless and the oppressed, so we're not terrified anymore, God. We have good desires to produce good motives and actions in us. God sees that. He sees it, and God moves in our lives. He will bless us if we have the right intention and the right motives and the right desires in us. We continue to live for bad desires. We will decide to not align ourselves with God's word and ways. And then God does not move on our behalf. We must humble ourselves before the Lord. So what comes from us is good. And the Lord will gladly move in you and our lives. God will step forth because he'll see that we're being oppressed. He'll see the trouble in our life. He'll see the sickness in our life. He'll see that, you know what? My servant has good intentions, though these bad things have come on. I move in that person's life. But if you and I have bad desires, God's not going to move in that. So God desires for his word to go forth and change lives. What comes from the mouth of the Lord will be fulfilled. It will not turn to him for it. What God has spoken would accomplish his desire and achieve his purpose. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. Good desires comes from God. And God desire for all to be saved. For all to come to know his word, Son, and Spirit. So we experience his glory. This is God's desire for every one of his creations. But we must understand it requires for us to come into the knowledge and wisdom of God. It requires for us to overcome the desires of this world and desires of our sinful nature and take on the goodness of God. Isaiah 55, 11 says, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I have sent it. It's my God's desire. Our desire can't conflict with God's desire. See, if we don't accept God's desire, we'll think God is unjust. We won't accept the fact that God has mercy on who he wants to have mercy. He has compassion on who he wants to have compassion. It's not dependent on you and our desire, but on God's mercy. We must comprehend no matter how angry we get, no matter how upset we become. This is not going to bring about the righteous life that God wants and desires for you and I. We have to get rid of all more filth and lying and evil desires and humbly accept God's word, all of God's word. Help me, Jesus. Bad desires remain in us. It means we won't reach the holy state God desires for us to have, for you and I to have. He said, I'm holy and you must become holy. And bad desires cut that off. It makes it fall short of what God desires for you. We must be self-controlled and set our hope fully on God's grace through Christ Jesus. We must be obedient children of God and not conforming to evil desires as we walk when we're in ignorance of God's ways. God has given us free will. You have a choice you have to make. See, when we came into this world, we had all kind of bad desires hanging off of us. See, we had a prideful heart. We had lust, all of these bad desires was hanging all over us. We was a very hateful and harmful person. We were selfish. So we had all these bad desires hanging on us all over our nature, causing us all kind of problems. These bad desires that was just hanging over us as we come to Christ Jesus. We was hateful and things, man, we was greedy. I mean, just bad desires was all over us, just weighing us down, causing us all kind of problems. We had all these bad desires and we was immoral. Oh my God, we had immoral desires. See, when we came to Christ, this is what you and I had in us. This is the kind of desires that was clinging to us, and we was unfit. Unfit because of all of these desires. Every time we thought about something, every time we felt like dealing with something, these desires, they created motives in us, actions in us. Indeed, this is where decisions were made. Can you not see the desires in you? The kind of decisions you and I was making when we lived in the world, when we first came to Christ Jesus, and when Christ had to teach us about our desires, because these desires contradict God's word, and therefore nothing that comes from this can ever be blessed by God. And then what God did, he said, you know, you and I started learning a little bit how to take on God. So we took on some, you know, start caring, had a desire to care for other people, you know. So we wanted to do that. And maybe we take it on a little sharing in our life. So, you know, I learned to share, you know, because I've been to church and they taught me about how I need to share. But look at what's happening. You're a lukewarm person. You got this mixed stuff going on inside of you. But this is not what God has designed. See, God wants every desire that we have to be put to death. Every one of our desires. All of these bad desires have to be put to death. You cannot have any of these bad desires clinging in your body, into your spirit, into your worship, into your faith, into your obedience to God. None of these bad desires can be in you. They got to be put to death, and then you got to take on the goodness of God. See, that's when we start taking on the goodness, and we start having good desires in us. You know, yes, I love and I share with people. God taught me how to have desires for that. I have a desire to have love in me now, man. The love of God, not the love of this world. I know now, God, I have a desire for peace. See, my desires have been changed. All of a sudden, my desires are different. Now I have a desire to forgive others when they do me harm. See, you take on different godly desires inside of you. I humbly accept my place in what God is doing in my life. I don't try to be like somebody else. I know how to be humble. God gave me the desire of humbleness, see, and merciful. God has shown me the desire of mercy. See, now you have the desires of God in you. So when trouble comes into your life, when trouble comes your way, instead of reacting with bad desires, now you have all the good desires of God. Now these good desires produces good things out of you, good reactions out of you, good deeds out of you. All the goodness of God comes out of you because of your desires are good now. You got to see how we got to overcome the bad desires and take on the good desires that God wants us to have. It's the goodness of God that he's seeking for you and I through Christ Jesus to have all of these good desires in us. And man, whatever we do based out of these good desires, God will bless you, move in our lives. You'll be powerful. You'll be effective in the ways of God because what comes out of you, all the motives and actions and deeds you do came from all of those good desires God put in you. Help us, God. Ooh, Lord, help us have good desires, God. We're mixing it up, God. Got these bad desires and good desires in us, man. Then nobody know who you are. One day they can see you operating in good desires, and next day they see you operating in a bad desire. Man, you're just confusing. But we need to overcome. God needs this work to complete in us. We got to get rid of the old desires and the bad desires and take on the goodness of God. Take it on the good desires of God in our heart so we operate the same way no matter what the situation is. God desires that we arm ourselves with the same attitude as the Son Christ Jesus, who suffered in the body so we can be done with sin, done with bad desires, done with evil desires. We must accept God's desire for our lives, which is not to spend the rest of our lives carrying out sinful desires, but rather to live our lives for God's will, doing good. God gives us everything we need so we can live without sinful desires. He gives us knowledge, glory, and goodness, precious promises as we participate in God's divine nature to escape the corruption of this world caused by evil desires. God has done this. Through Christ Jesus, you and I have a way here. He's a way maker. He knows how to get us on that path of where goodness come out of, good desires come from us. This is God's desire for all of us. We must be willing to change our desires so they are good, so our motives are good, so our actions are good, so we live in Christ Jesus to please God. Help us, Lord. Help us with our desires, God. Teach us, Lord Jesus. Teach us, Father God. Praise God. God is such a loving and kind God. Who cares for his people. God wants to help us, but we have to be willing to let some of these bad desires go. Let all of them go. Praise God. Christ did God's will, sacrificing himself, so we have a chance to change, to do good in our life. Thank you, Lord. Our desires must be examined. We're looking forward to God's promises. Eternal life with God, our desires have to be examined. You got to be in this habit of examining your desires and taking your bad desires to the cross and asking Jesus to help you put these desires to death. So God, what comes out of me, Lord Jesus, is goodness come out of me. I want to receive help from the Lord and experience God's loving kindness. We must know our desires. Are they good or bad? No, this is not about what you think of ourselves. This is about the kind of desires we really have in us. It's not about good intentions. It's about having real intentions in God. See, if we have bad intentions, sinful desires, it will lead to wrong motives and sinful actions. We must examine what's in us. We have a Savior who can help put these things to death. God is willing. Jesus Christ said, I will do it. I will do it. I am willing. Lord came so he could change our hearts, change our thoughts, and change our desires, and change our motives, and so good things come from us. This is why Christ showed up, to show us the goodness of God. For you and I to desire to be like Christ Jesus, to have the same attitude, full of the goodness of God, that it produces good desires in us. So what comes out of us is good things, no matter what the situation, no matter if you're suffering, no matter if you have a lot. Goodness come out of us because God is in us, Lord Jesus. We all had bad desires. We came from this world. Christ can change our bad desires into good desires. If we allow him, if we allow the Spirit to be at work, fully at work at us, examining every part of us, we can be changed by the Spirit of God. Christ, oh Lord Jesus, God the Father, Christ Jesus is for us. We can win this. We can overcome. We can do good. We don't have to do evil. We don't have to do sin. We don't have to be hateful. We don't have to be arrogant. We don't have to be greedy. See, we don't have to be this way. Goodness can come from us. Christ Jesus is able to deposit good things in us. We just got to be willing and able to let go of the bad things, the bad desires, the desires of this world, and latch on to the goodness of God. It will change you. Your attitude will become like that of Christ Jesus because he is a way maker. He knows how to help us in the time of our struggle, the time of our need. God knows how to help us, how to save us from trials and tribulations because of what's in us is good. It is good. It is the goodness of God flowing through us, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you do. You're so merciful, kind, and Lord Jesus, in the time of our trouble, right now in the midst of this coronavirus, God is able to give us the right things in our heart to do right, to save us, to lift us up. But we got to let the bad stuff go. Put our lives in the hand of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, Lord, thank you so much for all that you do for us. We have a chance. We have a way. Lord, teach us about the goodness of God and having good desires in us, Lord, that produces good things. We know it will please you and the Father. We thank you for your teaching and your word. Thank you for your Spirit to be upon us and guide us and keep us this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.